Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special afternoon edition of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. And today, I delayed my recording. I actually did not record this morning because at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there was a 15-minute long Pokemon Sword and Shield focused Nintendo Direct. And I wanted to watch that because why put something out that was out of date already? So I delayed until the afternoon. So I appreciate your patience, everybody. By the way, this is my ride home, not my ride to work. So let's get down to it. We were hoping that the details provided would kind of give us that glimpse of what the game was going to look like and what the differences were, right? Every Pokemon game includes a relatively new gimmick, right? Like, there are some upgrades, but they all have a different gimmick. They all have a new and interesting idea. They don't all stick around. Some of those ideas are there for a while. You know, for example, there were Z moves, and there have been mega evolutions and, you know, things like that. So this time, what they revealed is that you have you can have your Pokemon Dynamax, which means essentially you can turn your Pokemon into Kaiju and have them battle out in these massive fights, which is pretty awesome. So, yeah, I'm here in a parking garage, kind of stuck. So hopefully this person is figuring something out. So that's the big gimmick in this particular version of Pokemon. You can go Dynamax, which again turns them into Kaiju. This is going to be a key component in all of the gym battles, which, by the way, gyms and gym trainers are back. So essentially what is happening, bear with me while I badge out here. So it is definitely more like if there were any doubts as to whether or not this was UK inspired, there were bagpipes, that they had football stadiums, which is where you have your Pokemon battles. This is the freaking UK. I know it was pretty obvious before, but man, did it kind of settle everything in for me now. I think the Dynamax thing, just to get started, I think it's awesome. I think it's cool. I think Pokemon look awesome when they are big, and all their moves are super bombastic and crazy. Now, the key with Dynamax is it's not a permanent transformation in most cases. In most cases, Dynamax is essentially like an extended Z move. You can do it for 3 turns. So that's not a lot. However, I'm sure it's going to be enough to win some crazy matches. And seeing some of the friendlier and kinder Pokemon, the little water newt guy turn into a Kaiju and like blow up the whole room was kind of funny. So I think that's going to be kind of cool to watch. So that's the big gimmick. However, they did show off some new features. Number one, they showed off a couple of new Pokemon, which I can't pronounce their names, but there was like a cute little sheep and a flower that turned into a dandelion with like the big poofy head and like seeds all over it. Looks like it's kind of a support Pokemon. And they also revealed the two legendaries. They are a pair of wolves. One of them has a sword in its mouth. One of them has a shield built like into its chest. That sounds awesome to me. It does not appear, they showed it in like an interesting cinematic that showed them kind of working together, against some other force, which I thought was interesting. Because they didn't necessarily like fight each other. So that's neat. I mean, not like legendaries normally hate each other, but in this case, they were. It looked like they were poised to get into a big beef, but then it looks like they kind of worked together. The other, you know, those are obviously two big things. They also showed us the release dates coming November 15th, and there's going to be a dual pack that you can buy. Pre-orders are available right now on everywhere except Amazon. So if you want to pre-order at GameStop, please go ahead and do so. Especially if you want the dual pack. I think the dual pack's probably going to be somewhat hard to find, because I think a lot of people are going to be grabbing that. But then again, they don't usually have a problem making those. We don't know what's in the dual pack. Like, I'm sure maybe during E3 they'll tell us what the bonuses are. It could be, you know, Pokemon. It could be, who really knows? Some other things that they revealed, and I think these might quietly be some of the bigger and more important mechanics, because I suspect that they are mechanics that will just be around forever. One of them is that you can move the camera. That was something that a lot of folks were concerned about. In previous games, obviously, you had a fixed camera, so as you went into every area, the camera just kind of followed you around, but it was at a fixed angle, so you didn't really get to look around anywhere. Fortunately, the level designs didn't require that, but now the level designs will require that because you can move the camera around independently. I think that's cool. They also showed Pokemon in the wild, a la Pokemon, the Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. Now, I don't know if that was just certain areas. They talked about this thing called the Wildlands, so it could be that that's an area where Pokemon are just out and in the open. We don't really know. Obviously, we'll find more details, but, like, they definitely showed Pokemon just kind of wandering around and not just being attacked, you know, being in grass. Again, could be multiple different areas. I think that's a reasonable compromise if there are certain areas where you are fighting Pokemon in grass and encountering them that way, kind of the old school, but also having, like, a zone that you can go to where the Pokemon just kind of wander around. I think that is a reasonable compromise to give people that want the action and, you know, kind of the interesting environment that the Pokemon being available and out in the open creates from Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, but also giving the old school players their standard, you know, requested RPG random encounter mechanics. So that was interesting. The other piece, and I think this is probably the biggest announcement out of any of these, is they announced online multiplayer raid battles. So up to 4 players at a time will be able to link up and battle these massive, permanently Dynamaxed Pokemon. So they're going to be really hard to beat, really challenging, and even more important is only one of the 4 players will be able to Dynamax one of their Pokemon. So you have to be very careful how you do it. This is going to be available not only online, but also local. I think the local is going to be kind of quietly really cool, right? Because a lot of people with multiple Switches can get together, do some essentially raiding. They confirmed that there will be some Pokemon that you will not be able to capture until you defeat the Dynamax version of them, which is very interesting to me. They also confirmed, like I said, that the Dynamax is going to be a part of the gym battles. What makes the gym battles different, they didn't really show us a gym battle, but they take place in a football stadium, and you have an audience. I think, just based on the way they described it, seems like the way you perform will encourage the audience to cheer and participate, and there may be some kind of score based on, like, style or something like that. It's tough to say, but I think they wouldn't mention the audience cheering for you if it wasn't important. With that said, having an audience is something that we really haven't had before, and they definitely have the graphical power to do that, so I'm excited to see what some of those fights look like. So, there you have it. That is some of the rundown. So, am I more or less excited for these games than I was before? I'm actually more excited. I was all in before, and you knew we were going to be buying at least 2 copies of these games to begin with. But this video showed me enough. You know, I know a lot of folks are going to be really disappointed because they were hoping for, like, a Breath of the Wild interpretation of Pokemon. That's just not what's happening now, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. I suspect Pokemon is going to follow the same formula forever. And the reality is, that's fine as far as I am concerned. It's a role-playing game. It is not an action game. It is a role-playing game. And Zelda had an easier time making that kind of a transition. You're not going to make, like, a massive open-world Pokemon game. I just don't think that it would work and sell the same. So, we were already in for two copies of this. I'm going to play Shield because I really like the wolf with the shield on his chest. Also, we've been over this before on some of our other products and shows. I'm a Shield fan. So, yeah, that is where I am at. What I'd really love to hear is where you are at, because this is one of those things. I think a lot of folks are going to be kind of divisive on this, because there are some folks that wanted something new, that were hoping with with coming to a home console that it was going to be different. But, I want to hear where you are. Are you buying this game? Are you not buying this game? Are you excited about the Pokemon that are that have been revealed so far? Are you avoiding spoilers? We do have some EFG contributors, our Match of the Gathering contributors, Mike and Susie, are actually on lockdown now. They are officially on lockdown. The only thing that is going to happen is that one of the two of them is going to look at the legendaries and use that to decide which one is theirs and which one goes to the other one. Other than that, they're on lockdown. They don't want to see what the starters evolve to. They don't want to see what the new Pokemon are. They want to kind of experience that on their own. So as a result, we will not be talking to them much about it until the game comes out, because we don't want to spoil the crap out of it. In the meantime, I'm over here being like, show me all of the Pokemon. So I hope you guys have a great day. Tomorrow, I'm going to be doing the exact same thing, recording in the afternoon, because tomorrow is the Google Stadia conference that is at noon. I don't know anything about it, so it's going to be very interesting. And we'll be reporting with my impressions from the show, from that show then. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening to me ramble a little bit about Pokemon. I'm excited. I'm excited. The only thing is, I don't want to wait 6 months or 5 months or whatever. I want it now. You know, I mean, I know they're still making the game and everything, but man, I just want to play Pokemon. I guess I'll just go play and Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee for a little while. So, until tomorrow, hope you guys have a great day, and don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.